Joining us at this time is Dave Woods, head football coach at Bishop Fenwick High School. Coach Woods, welcome. Thanks for joining us again.
Good to talk to you again, Bill. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, great. Hey, Coach, you're coming off a win over Cardinal Spelman. We'll get to the game in just a moment. You're 5-0 on the season. Obviously, a great start to the season. Some impressive wins during that that span. So let me just ask you just a quick note on last week's game. Tell us about what went right on the field for you guys.
I think, you know, overall we played pretty solid defense the whole game, and we took advantage of a couple of key plays right at the end of the first half that kind of, it was 14-0, and we held them on downs with just a little over a minute left, and we put together a nice drive and scored. And then the next kickoff they fumbled, and two plays later we scored again. So we added 14 points right away, right just before the end of the half. That kind of, like I said, put the game away. It went from a 14-0 game to a 27-0 game, and that was the key for sure.
Yeah, Dave, as you look at your players, I know that we've talked a number of times. Versatility is certainly a hallmark of this 22 edition of your team. So how did that play out, the versatility, the different players stepping up? How did that play out Friday night?
Sure. So a lot of it was on special teams, too. Again, the drive that we had, you know, right before the half to score, and then we kicked off, and Mike Hatch came down and made a great, you know, blew up the lead blocker, and then Costa Beecham came in and just ripped the ball out. So, again, just guys contributing offensively, defensively. Excuse me. We had two interceptions again. Guys have been able to do it a lot of different ways. But, again, Costa made a huge play, and Mike Hatch, too. It was a great play right in front of our bench. It was fun.
I know you already noted the defense. Just that offense of yours, Dave, being at the game, seeing it, it's diversified. You don't know where that ball is going to be, and people have to defend the entire field, which is obviously a desirable thing for you guys. But the offense was clicking as well last Friday.
It was, yeah. And again, Bryce does a great job, and the kids do a real good job of understanding defensive schemes and what their offense is trying to attack. And so Bryce is getting better and better. And each week we kind of see a different look, and I think we're going to see a different look this week, too. So we're trying to prepare for everything, and then just as the game unfolds, take what the defense will give us.
Dave, you led me right into my next question. So what about Arlington Catholic this weekend on the road?
So Archbishop Williams we have.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's good. And so, again, going on the road on a Friday, we got to drive through the city. It's never easy. Sometimes that can affect the game, but it's an early start, so we're going to leave early. And Williams is a tough team. They've always been a physical team, and they're a team that they don't play with any smoke and mirrors. They come right at you and try to control the line of scrimmage. So we have to do a good job on the line of scrimmage defensively, you know, the playing our each position. Everybody has to read their keys and play their position. If you don't play disciplined defense, they will definitely score some points on us and control the clock. And on defense, you know, we see a lot of zone, but in the past, Williams has played some man-to-man against us, so we're kind of preparing for both. And when the game starts, we'll have some plays that are man-beaters and some plays that are zone-beaters, and we'll see if we can figure out what they're trying to do and which ones we want to run.
All right, Coach, I want to ask you about last week's game. Obviously, the big story, you know, the big story for us was that Fenwick wins Friday night and continues undefeated 5-0, as we mentioned earlier. But Con Chase, the coach there at Cardinal Spelman, stepped down the day after or night of game, citing parental involvement and, you know, very difficult coaching conditions for him. And, you know, you two met. I remember being at the game. You know, you guys, like you would at the end of every game, met, shook hands, and so on. So tell me your take on that, and what did he have to say to you?
So he didn't really say much to me about the parent problems that he was having. And then after the game, he kind of texted me later. And the next morning, you know, we traded some texts. And we had a JV game Saturday down at Spelman. I went down and I talked to their AD, Mike Garish. Mike's a great guy, and he really does a great job. And Khan's a good guy, too. It's tough for the kids, you know, that they have to regroup and now and be without their head coach for the remainder of the season. But Everybody has different, you know, different ways of dealing with things, and everybody has to adapt to it. You know, we were down there, and we actually spoke to some of their parents, too, and it seems like it's just really one parent that was upset with whatever he was upset with, but I think it just got a little too much for Khan, and it boiled over, and it's a shame for everybody, shame mostly for the kids.
Absolutely, and I noticed he was also recent. Was it last year or this year? This is just his second year. Was his second year at Spelman, but was once a Patriots Coach of the Week, which is a nice little honor to get as well. Yeah.
Khan's a good coach, and last year again they upset St. Mary's, big win, and he was named the Patriots Coach of the Week that week. So Khan, and he, you know, he coached the Shriners game this past year too with some friends of mine, and they all said the same thing. Great guy, great coach, just a good person. So it's a shame for him, shame for his family, and it's a shame for the kids, for Spelman. The whole thing is just it's very unfortunate.
Yeah,
I'm sure they'll bounce back. I'm sure they'll regroup. Again, Mike Arris does a great job as the AD, and their administration, you know, they'll regroup, and they'll be just fine, and hopefully Khan will bounce back and end up somewhere also.
Yep, gotcha. Dave, always good talking with you. Thanks for your time, and good luck this week at Archbishop Williams.
All right, great. Thanks, Phil.
All right, there he is, Coach Dave Woods from Bishop Fenwick Football with us here on MSONewsSports.com.